1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Congress may have kept the lights on in Washington, but its new stopgap deal does not include money for Ukraine. CBS's Remy Innocencio is in Kharkiv now with reaction.
A tempered reaction from Kyiv today, with the government here saying it is working with Washington after Congress was forced to drop any additional aid in its temporary budget it passed to avert a U.S. government shutdown. A spokesperson for Ukraine's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Kyiv is already looking ahead to the new U.S. budget decision with a deadline of 45 days from now that hopefully does include new funds.
The U.S. has given Ukraine more than $75 billion since the war started. But South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham told Face the Nation this morning more aid is coming.
We will produce in the United States Senate Ukraine funding $60 or $70 billion, not 24, to get them through next year. We will have a border security measure that is strong, and we will have additional disaster aid because the nation needs it.
The deadline for the next spending bill is now November 17th. Federal student loan repayments pick back up again today after a three-year pandemic pause. Here's CBS's Christopher Cruz.
A CNET Money report says more than 40% of federal student loan borrowers aren't sure if they're eligible for an income-driven repayment program. CNET senior editor Nick Wolny.
Previously, your maximum monthly payment would be calculated based on a percentage of your discretionary income. That used to be 10%. And now it is 5%.
CNET found 41% of borrowers plan to cut back on leisure activities and big purchases for their home when payments resume.
Turkey's fired back at Kurdish militants suspected of carrying out a suicide bombing in its capital.
This is Pınar Sevinçeder in Istanbul, Turkey. The blasts took place only hours before Turkish parliament was set to return from a summer break. Turkey suffered many terrorist attacks in recent history, targeted by both Kurdish separatists and radical Islamist groups. Twin bombings in 2015 that targeted a peace rally in Ankara killed more than 100 people.
The Ryder Cup is staying in Europe after dominating the U.S. all week in Rome. Rory McIlroy won his match to become the leading scorer for Europe for the first time. And Tommy Fleetwood delivered the winning drive on the 16th green. Here at home, the Buffalo Bills celebrated the return of safety Damar Hamlin, who played for the first time since suffering cardiac arrest.
Felt amazing, you know, the energy from the fans. Just being able to be out there with my teammates, you know, have my family in the stands.
He led the team's kickoff return to start against the Dolphins today. Bills won it 48-20. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Yep, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's gonna be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies tonight with a low of 59. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 87. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows dip down to about 58 tomorrow night. sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tuesday, with daytime highs approaching 81. 74, chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
To me one more time again. Oh, shucks, I love you.
Yeah.
You just heard Jimi Hendrix set his guitar on fire. That's right. That was all 7.5 minutes of Wild Thing from his live performance in 1967 at the Monterey Pop Festival. That was the show that broke Jimmy to the United States pop crowd, along with the crazy drumming of Mitch Mitchell and the insane bass of Noel Redding. That was indeed the Jimi Hendrix experience. Welcome back to Hour 2 of Seth Faces the Music, and that inspires me to play a couple of other tunes right now that are covers of well-known tunes. First off, we're going to go to Lou Reed's biggest solo hit, only this time performed by the great Suzanne Vega. Here's Walk on the Wild Side.
Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across the USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She said, "Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was giving head, she said, "Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side." The colored girls go do 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 do. Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they say, "Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side." He said, "Hey, Joe, take a walk on the wild side." Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the street, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen them. Go, 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 they said, "Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side." All right. James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that bash. She said, "Hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side." Said, "Hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side." The colored girls go do 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 do.
Thank you.
One of my all-time favorite cover songs, that was The Sundays with Wild Horses. And I'm sorry, all you Rolling Stones fans out there, I prefer that version way more than the original. What can I say? To me, it's just better. I better take a break right here before I alienate more of the audience out there. Coming up next, we have another song about wild horses. It was a big hit for the biggest rock and roll band in the world. Stay tuned here to WFHR.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
best jug band you will ever hear. That was The Lovin' Spoonful with Wild About My Lovin'. And before that, we opened up this set with U2 and Who's Gonna Ride Your Wild Horses. We turn now to the mid-1970s. David Bowie has entered his Thin White Duke phase of his career, troubling on several levels. But the nice thing is he released an album, Station to Station, which is one of my all-time favorites. Here's an interesting ballad from that record, Wild Is the Wind.
Like the leaf clings to the tree. never ever let them down.
Quite possibly Canada's first great rocker, that was Ronnie Hawkins with Wild Little Willie. Of course, Hawkins' band, the Hawks, had many a famous player go through it, including many members of the future band. We have one set left here for you today on Seth Faces the Music. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere when you come back. She was part of one of the biggest bands in the world, but she had too much creativity to stay there. She went off on her own and, you know what, had pretty good success there as well. Keep it right here on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
summer times are coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the purple heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pick wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? By yon crystal clear fountain, and on it I will pile all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And will all if my true love, she was gone, I would surely find another to pick wild mountain thyme all around the purple heather. Will you go, lassie? And we'll all go together to pick wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
The band that brought Irish music to the world, that was the Chieftains with the classic Wild Mountain Thyme. The Chieftains still sort of together. They're one of their founders. Paddy Maloney died in 2021, so their future's a little up in the air, but they have recorded with just about everyone. And before that, we opened up this final set with Stevie Nicks and Wild Heart. Let's head back to Australia. Why not? One of my favorite bands of all time are down there. Or down under, as it were. This is from their record called Murder Ballads. Cheerful. A collaboration with the great Kylie Minogue. Here's Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with Where the Wild Roses Grow.
I saw her, I knew she was the one. She stared in my eyes and smiled. For her lips were the color of the roses that grew down the river, all bloody and wild.
When he knocked on my door and entered the room, my trembling subsided in his sure embrace. He would be my first man,
On the second day I brought her a flower. She's more beautiful than any woman I've seen. I said, do you know where the wild roses grow? So sweet and scarlet and free.
On the second day he came with a single red rose. He said, give me your loss and your sorrow. I nodded my head as I lay on the bed. If I show you the roses, will you follow? They call me the wild rose. My name's Eliza Day. Why they call me that, I do not know. For my name was Eliza Day. On the third day, took me to the river. He showed me the roses and we kissed. And the last thing I heard was a muttered word as he knelt above me with a rock in his fist.
On the last day I took her where the wild roses grow. She lay on the bank, the wind lied as a thief, and I kissed her goodbye. Said all beauty must die. And I leant down and planted a rose between her teeth.
And that is going to wrap up this week's show, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to Seth Faces the Music. We'll see you again next week with more music, a new theme, lots and lots of fun. Me, you, let's make it a date, everyone. We'll see you then. So long.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.